The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
And that's exactly what it is. Time just gone 90 minutes past 5. Time now to chat to our spokesperson at the South African Zionist Federation, Rolene Marks. Rolene, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. Seems quite a while since we chatted.
I've missed you guys, and I always miss the listeners. And of course, you, Michael, and everybody at Chai FM. But here we are, Chag Sameach. I know that everybody is in the midst of their Chag. It is, as you can imagine here, very, very subdued and difficult. We feel we cannot be free until our hostages are free. So with that, I'm going to start with the breaking news that we had just a short while ago, a joint statement released from the leaders of 18 countries that include the United States, Argentina, Austria, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Colombia, Denmark, France, Germany, Hungary, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Serbia, Spain, Thailand, and the United Kingdom, calling for the release of the hostages held in Gaza. So I'm going to read to you this statement, and it's as follows. We call for the immediate release of all hostages held by Hamas in Gaza for over 200 days. They include our own citizens. The fate of the hostages and the civilian population in Gaza, who are protected under international law, is of international concern. We emphasize that the deal on the table to release the hostages would bring an immediate and prolonged ceasefire in Gaza that would facilitate a surge of additional necessary humanitarian assistance to be delivered throughout Gaza and lead to the credible end of hostilities. Gazans would be able to return to their homes and their lands with preparations beforehand to ensure shelter and humanitarian provisions. We strongly support the ongoing mediation effort in order to bring our people home. We reiterate our call on Hamas to release the hostages and let us end this crisis so that we can collectively focus our efforts on bringing peace and stability to the region. And I will just read to you the response from the an official from Hamas who just a short while ago told Reuters that any U.S. pressure on Hamas is of no value. So we have heard from U.S. officials throughout the course of the day that the obstacle to everything is Hamas. And just a short while ago, we also had the White House hitting back at Hamas for criticizing Biden's criticism of the anti-Israel Colombia protests. And just for anybody out there supporting those protests, they have been endorsed by Hamas, by the Ayatollah al-Khamenei of Iran, the chief sponsor of global terror, and the PFLP, which goes to show that maybe, maybe, you aren't on the side of social justice. But while we are on the subject of hostages, Michael, we must talk about Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, a proof of life video released last night. Now, while the family have said that they don't object to the proof of life video being shown, it is policy here in Israel that, and just out of respect for families, for the hostages, and for the released hostages, not to share these videos. So if you do see them, we really, really appeal to you not to share them. It is a psychological trauma for many, and it is a propaganda tactic employed by Hamas. But we have seen proof of life of Hirsch. We heard from his parents last night and again today. The parents last night saying, we love you, stay strong and survive. And today, John Goldberg-Polin saying this is the first time that we know or that we have proof that he is alive. And we hope that he is still alive.
Indeed, and we're, as you say, wearing those gold ribbons, Rolene, just bring them home. That's the campaign, especially now as we are just in the midst of Passover. Rolene, I've got some messages here from some listeners. Very interesting from Roland. He's elaborating on what you started off the show with. He says, oh, South Africa conspicuously absent from the list of signatories, Naledi. Where are you? Did you oversleep this one? Well, indeed, it begs quite an interesting question there. And for that matter, Rolene, there's a question I just wanted, if we can just keep that conversation going. Why did it take them so long now to release that statement?
Well, two very, very interesting questions. First of all, let's address the second one. Why did it take them so long? Mm-hmm. Apparently, there were disagreements on the messaging. I can imagine that some countries perhaps thought the messaging was too harsh, and other countries did not think it was harsh enough. As you can see, they don't squarely level blame at Hamas, but it is inferred. As for Naledi Pandor, just a reminder that there is still the body of a South African being held captive by Hamas. And when we call for the release of hostages, we call for the release of all hostages. There are 133 hostages in Gaza. We know that 97 of them are presumed alive. The rest of them have been murdered by Hamas. And when we call for the release of hostages, we also include the remains of Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, who fell in combat in Operation Protective Edge in 2014, as well as Avira Mengistu and Hisham al-Sayed, two Israeli citizens who have been held by Hamas since 2014 as well.
Rolene, very quickly, I've got this message from Carol. Carol says, there is little to no talk about the tunnel. She goes on to say, does the disinterest in the tunnels have a sinister meaning? And she said, try now and ask an opinion from one of your guests. What do you make of Carol's contribution?
I think that's a very interesting question from Carol. You know, I love our listeners. They're so on the ball, and they like to challenge me, and I love them. I don't think there's disinterest in the tunnels. I think pretty much a vast majority have been destroyed, and as our troops progress through, so they are destroying the tunnels. I think that's a fair statement from Carol, that, you know, all of a sudden we've kind of stopped hearing about the tunnels, but we know that this is where hostages are kept. In his proof of life video, Hirsch Goldberg Pauline said, I have been kept in the dark, without air, without water, without food. And you can see that he's very, very, very much thinner than he was when he was abducted, when he was cruelly taken on the 7th of October with his arm shot off, or part of his left arm shot off. But we know that this is where hostages are being kept, in the tunnels.
Just to continue on that note, Rolene, Karen says, I find it so hard to watch these videos and need Hirsch and the others home, need to finish Hamas soon. That comes from Karen. But Karen, we don't have Rolene for much longer on the line. We still have a bit to unpack, well, as much as we can. Rolene, let's just go through these mass grave accusations against the IDF. Take us through that.
Very important. Very important. There were accusations by the UNHRC, shocker, that the IDF soldiers had dug a mass grave and had executed Palestinians in the vicinity of two hospitals. And the IDF said, absolutely baseless. We did not do that. They did admit that in known graves, they had exhumed some of those graves and did DNA testing for perhaps bodies of hostages buried there. But we have since had the photographic evidence. First of all, it was not only debunked by analysts who said this is highly unlikely that the IDF did this, and gave a very, very clinical and logical explanation, saying that, you know, explaining in a very precise way why it absolutely could not have been the IDF. And then we saw the photographic and video footage coming in of Palestinians who had dug a grave there to bury some of the dead. Mm-hmm. And this is what this mass grave is attributed to. But of course, you know, as we have learned with the United Nations, we'll never miss an opportunity to take a stab at the state of Israel.
But Roland, very quickly, I mean, this was verified by independent observers, if I recall correctly, from earlier reports.
It was confirmed. And I think what we're seeing here is that when there is no stick to beat Israel within the media, then something will be pulled out in order to beat Israel. This is the IDF is the most scrutinized army, I think, in the history of warfare. Every single thing is gone through with a fine-tooth comb. And hey, when in doubt, when there's nothing to recriminate, let's just drum something up just in case.
Roland, it's just gone exactly off this time. I can't believe we've got to wrap it there. But great to have you on board. Always great to chat to you, Roland. Look forward to tomorrow's chat. Have a blessed evening. And once again, from all of us at Chai FM, Chag Pesach Sameach to you and everyone out there. Roland Marks, spokesperson at the South African Zionist Federation, joining us at this time to update us on the latest as to what's happening in Israel.